During the legislative session, the bill was heavily backed by business lobbies who see a patchwork of local employment rules as a job killer in Florida. The legislation would repeal and prohibit local minimum wages that exceed the federal standard and locally ordered benefits such as paid sick leave. Gene Cifron, an advocate for Miami-Dade's 69,000 restaurant workers, said that's what should worry everybody, making the restaurant staff work sick.
I don't know about you, but when I go to a restaurant, I like to know that I'm not going to get my food served with a side of the flu.
Local and state elected officials, including Democratic Florida Congresswomen Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Lois Frankel, and Kathy Castor, have signed a letter urging Governor Scott to veto the bill. Miami-Dade State Representative Cynthia Stafford said it shouldn't surprise anyone that women are the bill's main opponents.
Quite often it's women who stay home to take care of the sick children or who go to the school when the child is sick. So this bill, I believe, will also disproportionately affect women.
Miami-Dade and Broward have similar laws that require a higher minimum wage for employees of many county contractors. Dade also requires 30 days of unpaid leave to victims of domestic violence. All of those workplace rules would be repealed if Governor Scott were to sign the bill. House Bill 655 has not yet arrived on the governor's desk. Once it does, he'll have 15 days to sign it, allow it to become law unsigned, or issue a veto. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.